You think about it. What did he think Jesus meant? What did he think Jesus meant? What could he have thought Jesus meant? In relation to Cornelius. Because when God gave Cornelius the Holy Ghost, then Peter remembered the Lord saying, "You'll be baptized with water, but you shall receive the Holy Ghost." How did that apply to Cornelius? He had been baptized with water. Maybe that's why Peter baptized him with water. Because he then remembered the word of the Lord. I can't even have a thought as to what Peter might have meant. What he thought Jesus meant. It's just another why would he say that? This is one of the most puzzling statements he made the whole time. It doesn't. You got any ideas?
It seems like out of desperation he was running trying to catch up with the Lord.
He was trying to catch up with the Lord. But the Lord was the other way. I'm trying to catch up with you, Jesus.
The best thing he could think of to try and join up what happened with what he
connect what Jesus said.
It looked like it fitted if you put it in backwards.
Yeah, if you put it in backwards, it does fit.
Yeah.
Or why didn't he remember it in Acts 2?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the same thing, right?
He was under pressure. That would have made a lot more sense to remember it then.
His head was spinning.
His head was spinning. I mean, this baptism with the Holy Ghost without John's baptism didn't match what Jesus said. But that's what made him remember it. Which didn't apply to Cornelius, but he tried to make it apply by turning it around. That, ladies and gentlemen, is us. That is us. We try to catch up with Jesus by running backwards.
I do like one thing Peter said there. He said he remembered it because the Holy Spirit fell on them just as it did on us at the beginning.
At the beginning.
He knew it was the beginning.
Yeah.
The beginning wasn't in John 14 when he talked about it, or 20 when he breathed on them.
Yes.
The beginning was when the Holy Ghost fell on in Acts 2 there. And he remembered.
Very good. Good thought. He wasn't looking back to when Jesus breathed on them as the beginning.
Right.
He was looking at Acts 2:4 as the beginning, when the Holy Ghost fell on them. Which doesn't at all explain the water baptism part, but it's a good thought. It's a good thought.
Mm-hmm. But you did see that Spirit coming is, but I can't get around this.
No, that was what happened to us. He recognized it. And his testimony about that was crucial. Now, the whole earliest congregation of God didn't understand it. And the reason they didn't understand it was because they really didn't yet understand what Jesus had accomplished. They really didn't understand yet how great the Son of God is. It took Paul to come to explain that. Paul's the one that used the word "all" talking about the Son of God over and over and over again. Read the first and second chapter of Colossians. You'll see all this and all that. Everything is in the Son. You are complete in Him. That was Paul's gospel. That was not Peter's. If that had been Peter's gospel, he wouldn't have added water baptism to Cornelius. So there you have it. In the beginning, in these earliest days of the New Testament, the apostles did not understand how great the Son was. Later, much later, John would write, "Jesus is the propitiation for our sins," and then add, "not ours only," "not ours only, but for the sins of the whole world." He wouldn't have said that at this time right here. Unless he meant they had to become Jews first. But when John wrote that he's the propitiation for our sins and not ours only, but for the whole world, when he wrote it, he understood it.